Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, don't plan the future with a rearview mirror. We appreciate the opportunity of coming your way with Bible Meditations. All right, let's return now to our study. We pointed out the fact that Jude, by inspiration, wrote as did the other writers of the New Testament. And when Jude had something in mind to write, which would have been fine, it was necessary that he change direction. And so, under the direction of the Holy Spirit, he turned in another direction. Jude said, I wanted to write, and I gave diligence to write, concerning the common salvation. But it was needful that I write to you and exhort you to earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Contending for the faith is the very theme that you have in this book. A short book, just 25 verses, and yet a book that contains great teaching in regard to exposing error against the truth. God wants men and women to know the truth. And even though we're living in an age where people have come to the place that they think anybody is totally out of order if he speaks out against something that is being done, still at the same time, the book of Jude points out to us very clearly that God wanted us to know that we must stand up for the truth of the gospel of Christ. No wonder in the Ephesian letter, chapter 6, in describing the Christian armor, telling us about the helmet of salvation, about the breastplate of faith, about the sword of the Spirit, and so forth, the Bible just simply says, having done all to stand, stand therefore. The idea is that we need to take a stand. Error is in our world about us today. Let me remind you of a passage in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. Peter said that it has been reported there are some who are commonly going about teaching false doctrine and error, and so as a result of it, they needed to be aware of that. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Look at that verse again. The verse begins by saying, there have always been false prophets. There were false prophets among the people in time gone by. There shall be false teachers among you as well. They'll bring in secretly damnable heresies. The heresy that is being taught will cause a person to lose their soul. That's the danger involved. If it were just simply a matter of you not agreeing with me or me not agreeing with you, that wouldn't be of much consequence. But, on the other hand, if our differences are the differences between the truth that will save men from their sins and error, which will condemn men for their sins, then we need to see that there is a very clear distinction that must be made. Friends, it would be far more pleasing, as far as I'm concerned and others are concerned, to just simply say, well, everybody's all right in religion. But I could not be true to God, I could not be true to the Word of God, if I taught such an idea. The Bible is replete with statements that tell us very plainly that there is religious error everywhere. Do you remember Paul writing to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4 and making this observation? The Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. He goes ahead to enumerate two of those doctrines, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats. Those simply were the doctrines of devils that he said they are teaching, yet it's condemned as being false doctrine. A similar statement is made when he writes his second letter to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's just stop there for a moment. Wouldn't that be a very serious charge? We're being charged before Christ and before God. All right, now what is the charge? Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. Does he say just endorse everything anybody says? Or does he clearly point out the fact that there must be some rebuking, and there must be speaking out against error? So preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. We would say that this way. That just means preach it when people want to hear it and when they don't want to hear it. Now, it's hard to do that, and many people of God have found that out in time past. Go back and read about, well, prophets like Jeremiah, a prophet who stood up for the truth of God's word, but he endured terrible hardships because of standing for truth. He tried to get people to listen and to follow the old paths, but you remember their reply was, they said, we will not walk therein. They didn't want the truth. They wanted to deal with error. Many people in our world today are in a similar situation. If you point out to them the truth, they condemn you because you have spoken against what they believe in religious matters. If you let them alone, you don't have the approval or the acceptance of God, because God says, preach the word and be instant in season and out of season, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when men will not endure sound doctrine, Paul told Timothy. They don't want to hear sound doctrine, but after their own lust they heed to themselves teachers. They have itching ears, and they'll be led in fables rather than the truth. Friends, Jude knew that we needed to earnestly contend for the faith. We appreciate your listening today. Please listen again tomorrow, and remember it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.